This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about donating bodies to science. Donated bodies are often the first human patients that med students come into very close contact with. And while they will likely always remember that first patient, they often don't get to know all that much about them. No name, no history, just an ID number hanging off of their foot. Anatomy professor Ernest Tallarico wanted to change this because he felt that it led to a disconnect in terms of how precious this gift of donation really was. At the time, he was an anatomy professor at Indiana University.
I remember one of the students giving a name to her first patient, but this particular name was Mercedes.
He asked the student why she chose the name Mercedes, and he was shocked by her response.
Because she's going to enable me to buy a bunch of Mercedes. And I was just, you know, taken back by that. And I thought that without knowing the name of the individual and knowing something about them, we weren't communicating the right ideas in terms of professionalism and training that we should be, you know, imparting to our students.
Ernest decided he needed to reframe how medical students think of these bodies. He came up with a method called the Tallarico Protocol for Human Gross Anatomy. Nicole Curry has more about this approach and its impact.
Susan Kelly remembers her father as a gentle man, even-tempered and very loving. His name was William Kelly.
He was my rock, and he was one of the best men I've known in my lifetime.
Susan grew up in Chicago with her father, mother, sister, and brother. Her dad was a family man.
He always made sure that we had individual time together. We didn't have a car, and we would have to walk sometimes a mile or two to go to church or to the grocery store, and we would talk the whole time. We talked about life and what dreams I had. I feel like my life is richer because we had these long talks.
Susan says her dad and mother, Patricia Kelly, were polar opposites. William was Catholic, Patricia was Protestant. William was calm and collected. Patricia was daring and bold.
My mom's nickname was the General. She was a force to be reckoned with, and my dad loved it.
Despite their differences, Susan's parents had shared values.
He and my mom both thought education was, you know, like on the top of the list practically, besides God and family.
They valued education so much that when Susan's dad developed Alzheimer's in his late 70s, he decided to donate his body to science. He chose an anatomy course at Indiana University School of Medicine. He made this decision after Susan saw a story about this program on the afternoon news.
When you're sick or injured, you expect that your doctor will have hands-on training treating patients.
It seemed different than a regular anatomy course. This was in 2010.
Well, they are hoping that more people decide to donate their bodies to science. CBS2's Pamela Jones is here with kind of a different...
The anatomy course was designed and implemented by Ernest Tallarico. Medical students had to write letters to the families of those who donated their bodies throughout the course, only if the family was okay with it. The letters were an effort to teach students that the cadaver they were working on and learning from was a human before being donated, that this cadaver was their first patient and they should treat it as such. William Kelly died in 2011. His body was used in a spring semester class. Three students were assigned to his body. They began exchanging letters with Susan and her family.
During that process, you're telling them things about your loved ones, you know, what he treasured and what a good dad he was.
The students wrote often. One of them, Jennifer Adokabi, wrote more frequently, and Susan really clicked with her. They started talking on the phone. They talked about her dad, their shared faith, and Jennifer's hopes and dreams as an aspiring doctor. And on the really bad days, when Susan couldn't stop thinking about her father's death, talking to Jennifer was very helpful.
She would encourage me to really just close your eyes and try to remember some of the things that were really good.
Susan would do this a lot. At times, it made her laugh to think about the good days, like when Susan or her children were sick.
He always would, like, stroke her head just lovingly to say, I'm praying for you. I love you so much. And he'd just, you know, rub her foreheads back and forth.
The grief Susan experienced was so heavy, not only because her father had died, but because of the way he died. Susan was her father's caregiver towards the end of his life.
Alzheimer's is by far to be the most wickedly cruel disease. You know, he would like always forget that he had eaten, and he'd eat more and he'd eat more, and we're like, oh good, he'll put some weight on. And then he'd go for days where he's like, I already ate. Because you lose people a little bit at a time.
But Susan says talking with Jennifer helped her process her emotions.
It's very emotional in that you were recalling things, but it was also like grief counseling.
Jennifer also enjoyed talking with Susan.
It causes for you to have a shift in your mindset on when you are reviewing anatomy.
She was in the lab dissecting William's body, learning about anatomy. The letters were giving life to a lifeless body.
Sure, they can't say ouch or, you know, that hurts when you're doing this. But being able to understand that this was once a living and breathing human who, you know, created legacy. They have kids and grandkids.
Even after the class came to an end, the family's friendship with Jennifer did not. Jennifer would go over to their house for family dinners, and she grew very close to Susan's mother, Patricia.
She was just a very, very, very sweet and loving woman. And, you know, just speaking about her raising her kids and, you know, taking care of her family and then seeing that in action. And it was just nice to see how close she was to her family and how much they meant to her. And she meant a lot to me as well. And that would have never have become if, you know, this program didn't exist.
And this program continued to impact the Kelly family.
This was more than donating your body to science. This was respecting the person that is being dissected, basically, you know. And when you get invested in learning who this person is, you're going to be called to more excellence, more compassion in your work as a doctor.
2 years after William Kelly died and donated his body, his wife Patricia became ill. She knew that she had maybe a year or two to live, so she asked Susan to set up a video camera and record a message for her.
May 14, 2014. Dr. Ernest Tallarico, anatomical medical students and guests.
Patricia signed up to donate her body to the anatomy course. And she wanted the students to know the impact the program had on her life. She took them back to the day when the school had given a memorial service for the families of the donors. She shared every detail of this special day.
And as we walked down the sidewalk, you know, saw all of these young people, and they all just separated and just seemed so happy to see us, like they'd known us all their lives. And I think they did, in a way, from those wonderful letters.
The service was held on the school's campus in a garden.
And each donor had a rose.
Family members were given different colored roses. It was a way of saying thank you for donating to the program. And Jennifer stood up to honor William in song. She sang Unforgettable by Nat King Cole and his daughter, Natalie Cole.
Unforgettable.
And as they passed by me, they knelt down, they hugged me. And I still will never forget it. Excuse me, but I felt like they were all my family. And they were so, so grateful for the donation of my husband's body. It was just a perfect ceremony. Everything about it was perfect. On each one of them was perfect. It was just exactly like a family is proud to be a part of.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you stay.
Patricia died from heart failure 1 year after recording this message in 2015. Jennifer is now an OBGYN in Columbus, Georgia. But she remains friends with Susan and her sister Pam. They check in with each other every now and then. Indiana University discontinued this program in 2018, but Ernest Tallarico has since taken his method overseas to schools in Spain and Vietnam. And when the time comes, Susan says she hopes to donate her body to one of his programs. For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Curry.